This is chapter 14, the holy name and Krishna's form. As we say that by chanting Krishna's name, then we'll realize Krishna's form. Krishna's form will manifest to us, and our mind and our heart will see. Or chanting the sound vibration of Krishna's holy name, and then that holy name will reveal firstly the form of Krishna. So how does this come about? A form arises from sound. Material creation begins from shabda, sound, which manifests or produces all the material elements and is also present in them. There is sound in air, ether, fire, water, and earth. Although the vibration of sound is invisible, it creates visible vibrations in the shape of form. Here is an example to understand the relationship between sound and form. Every human being has unique individual fingerprints by which he can be identified. And similarly, he also has a voice print, the sound of his individual speech by which he can be identified. Consider the example of a telephone call. As soon as you hear the sound of your friend's voice in the telephone, you can immediately identify, oh, it is Mr. So-and-so. Form manifests in the mind as soon as the name is heard and transmitted to the consciousness. This common experience conveys the basic idea of how the sound of a person's voice carries within it the form or picture of the person speaking. In one sense, sound equals form. The relationship between sound and form is particularly relevant to chanting japa. Just as material sound vibrations produce visible forms, similarly, the transcendental vibration of Krishna's name produces the visible form of Krishna in the heart of a devotee. When chanting the holy name of Krishna, one will eventually see the form of Krishna. This is because the sound of Krishna's name carries within it the transcendental form of Krishna, as well as Krishna's abode, associates, and pastimes. The transcendental forms of Radha and Krishna are personally present in the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. By constant chanting, one will realize God and see the forms of Radha and Krishna within his heart. The merciful holy name, like Krishna himself, reveals himself according to the desire of the devotee. In Srimad Bhagavatam 3.9.11, Lord Brahma confirms this point. Yad yad diya tat urugaya vibhavayanti tatat vapu pranayase sadanugrahaya. Brahma said, "My Lord, you are so merciful to your devotees that you manifest yourself in the particular eternal form of transcendence in which they always think of you." Srila Jiva Goswami says in Bhakti Sandarbha 256, "After the heart is purified by chanting the holy name, there will arise the form of the Lord by hearing of the form of the Lord." Although the name consists of a combination of letters, it is a special manifestation of Krishna, according to the fact that there is no distinction between a name and form. Krishna has descended from Goloka Vrindavan by assuming the form of the name. So the name of Krishna is a first acquaintance with Krishna. One should take Krishna's name if he aspires to attain Krishna. Srila Prabhupada also taught that chanting the holy name and remembering the beatific forms of Lord Krishna will keep one out of Maya. In Renunciation Through Wisdom 2.6, Prabhupada said, "To remain beyond the reach of delusion and duality, one has to always remember and meditate on the beatific form of Lord Krishna, who has a darkish complexion and is playing his flute. his nature being eternal, perfect, pure, and independent. The particular form of Krishna that one meditates upon depends on one's attraction. Some devotees concentrate on the form of Shyam Sundar while chanting japa. Others fix their mind on Radhika's delightful form. And still others meditate on the magnanimous form of Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada confirms this idea in Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 5, verse 23. Lord Krishna has innumerable forms and names, and devotees may meditate upon a particular form and chant the holy name according to his attraction. That's the seventh canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 5, verse 23. The practice of chanting japa and meditating upon the transcendental form of the Lord is called Rup Dhyan. Meditating on Krishna's divine body is not a fanciful or imaginary process. This meditation must be based on authorized Vedic Shastras and performed with great attention and concentration. While chanting the holy name, one should fix the mind on one point, the divine body of Krishna. One-pointedness of the mind is called ekagrata, or ekabhutena in the Bhagavatam. It's 4.8.51. One should not manufacture a way of meditation on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but one should follow the authorized shastras and personalities. By this prescribed method, one can practice concentration upon the Lord until one is so fixed that he remains in trance, thinking always of the form of the Lord. The word used in this verse, 4.8.51, ekabhutena, means with great attention and concentration. The mind becomes spiritualized by concentrating on the Lord's form and pastimes. The form of the Lord in the mind is considered a murti of the Lord.